Hello and welcome to Planet Homemaking Podcast. I'm your host Epifanio and this is episode 814. And today we keep looking into the gift on city of Jinky 55, which is freedom. We're going to be looking into the diet that happens, that our body will start requiring after and through we go through this genetic mutation as a whole species. Ultimately, and this has happened already to many people, we're becoming more sensitive to the toxicity on the food. And this, it's all connected all the way down to consciousness. Consciousness and the use and the choices of consciousness, the focus, the attention of the majority of people have manifested because of so low frequency consciousness, have manifested low frequency food. And it's and you could say, oh, it's the, you know, it's the fault of all these corporations that are making literally crap out there in and putting it in food and in inventing transgenic foods and putting a lot of preservatives into processed foods, and we have epidemics of people that can't eat gluten and people that can't stand a lot of chemicals and preservatives. And all of this is part of it because at the very core of everything, it's always consciousness. It's always the manifested physical, manifested coagulated physical consciousness that has manifested as components in the kind of low-frequency food that is relevant to the low-frequency consciousness of the planet. And there's a lot of people that have been changing their diet. And throughout history, it's always kind of like the popcorn effect. You know, some popcorn pops up there, and now they're born and they can't stand anything but juices, you know, like vegetable juices, and now they feel good. Or somebody out of nowhere, they can't stand any processed foods. Gradually, people can't stand gluten, and you say, well, it's because they've been doing all of this transgenic, adding and creating these Franken foods, and now we have these epidemics of people being sick of eating this food. And for all of those that get sick, there's a lot that get fat. And that is because the body, it contains all of these toxins within fat cells. There's so much toxicity in the food now that the body is kind of encasing this toxicity within fat. And it's similar, and not the same thing, but it's similar to what happens when people get tattoos. The skin cannot attack all of this foreign ink, right? Foreign, it's a pathogen for the skin, but for the body. And so it encases them in, I don't remember exactly what does it encases them on, but it's that is what a tattoo is. It's basically ink encased underneath the dermis in, I think it's white cells. I'm not sure exactly what kind of part of the body it's encasing this ink, but that is what a tattoo is. But in fat people, it's just stuff that gets accumulated in fat, and it is toxins. And this fat gets stored because it is toxic. And what is that toxicity in consciousness? It is low frequency consciousness. And it manifests all the way from consciousness all the way down to physicality in food. And people start carrying around all of this toxicity. And that is why we have so many strange, weird diseases in our, and people have to be changing their diets. People change from one diet to another, and they keep looking, and nothing is working, or they can't lose their fat, or they get sick. And it is because we are mutating. We are whole, the whole species at a collective level, physical, and we're talking about the biomachines, the bodies, are evolving. And are evolving to begin to transform, to be able to handle all of these frequencies as we're entering this new area of the galaxy, that the frequency is high as we're spinning through the Milky Way. These frequencies, higher frequencies. So the bodies have to adapt to that. And this lower frequency consciousness, first and second and third seal consciousness, now it has coagulated into physical toxins. And so they have to get stored into the body some way. And now we're cleansing, and a lot of people are dying. So people that can't handle this mutation, their bodies can't handle, they're getting sick and dying. Or they're getting stored and they're getting fat. Or some of them, people that have the ability to not to completely understand what is happening at a consciousness level, but they're just sick. And so they're changing their diets. But ultimately, what's really happening is it's all about listening from within what feels right. What feels right for your body. And not as a steady thing that you could say, well, now I'm only vegetarian or vegan, or I only eat this or that, or I don't, you know, drink alcohol, or I don't eat gluten. But on a day-to-day basis, things are accelerating as time is shortening. So every day you're going to need something else. Your body, if we learn to listen to our bodies, we're going to be paying attention to what needs to be released. And as we talked about it yesterday, everything goes out with a salt. So as we evolve, and we're talking about hundreds of years of evolution for this total mutation at a physical level to happen. So it's not like it's going to happen tomorrow. However, because we're advancing in technology, and when I mean technology, I mean frequency technology, not artificial intelligence, not computers. As we, you know, grow through this stupid little phase of believing that transhumanism is going to actually take us to the future, and that's going to take some area of humanity into a very nasty, gross future. But those who are actually evolving in the organic timeline, we are evolving into frequency medicine and frequency technology. And as we understand more and more what is the nature of geometric or sacred geometrical frequency technology, which is understanding frequencies, the mixture of this frequency literally making frequency that is both thought, light, and sound, technology connecting, making these connections of frequency in order to properly and consciously create and change physical matter through frequency, we're going to see how that ultimately starts cleansing the body. The technology, the medicine of the future, it's frequency medicine. And you can even see a little bit of this on that old Star Trek movie. I think it's the fourth one when the Spock and Captain Kirk and Bones, they go back in time to the Earth and end up in California or something like that, to in order to save whales and some stuff like that. In one scene, I remember the Dr. McCoy, right, Bones, it's in a hospital, and there's a woman that it's about to go into cancer surgery or something like that, and they're giving her chemotherapy or radiation or something, and he's like, this is barbaric, you know, the doctor says. So he pulls out a little thingy, little tool, kind of little device, and he just goes on top of her like, zzz. That is frequency technology. In order to create this technology, and this technology already exists, it's just a matter of, you know, creating the amount of consciousness that actually can release this technology. Frequency changing the biomolecular structure or healing or transforming from a geometrical frequency level. And this is what we're going to do. And we start with, you know, obviously everything at the core is consciousness, but we're also going to start a very kind of empirical way, very experiential way with choosing different kind of foods and being on organically honoring what your body is calling forth, that it's unique to every person and every situation. So we're going to be talking about that today. But before we dive into that, if you're new to the podcast and you don't know what we're talking about here, you want to go to jorn.tv. That's JOURN.TV. At the bottom, there's a black menu. At the bottom of the page, there's a black menu that says says five links. One of them says Gene Keys. Click on that one. That will take you to episode 256. Listen to that episode, and that'll get you started with what we're doing here on this podcast and what we're doing with these Gene Keys. We're learning how to use this tool, these Gene Keys that originally by itself, it doesn't have a dogma. People have starting to give it dogma and all of that stuff, but that's their choice itself. This is just a tool. And the tool is very simple. It helps us change, transform, integrate life by understanding the nature of change. Change is the only constant in life. And if we don't change, we die. So if we can understand the different configurations of the building blocks of reality, how change happens in our lives at an attitude level, at a consciousness level, that ripples through everything in our life, through our emotions, through our physical body, through our lives and our relationships and our experiences and our, you know, our work, our businesses and everything in our life ripples from the way that we understand or misunderstand change. So we have 64 different ways in which we look into based on the ancient I Ching. We call them Gene Keys. And the way that we work through this is through contemplation. We open in consciousness gates of understanding. And it's the movement from fear to love. And then ultimately from love to enlightenment. But that is not something that we do. It's something that happens when we have lived, when we are actually allowing ourselves to live a fulfilled life. And so on that episode 256, listen to that episode. If you scroll a little bit down, you'll see what's called a hologenetic profile. This is kind of like a geometric kind of chart with 11 circles and numbers and words and lines and stuff. That is the hologenetic profile. There's a link there that says click here to get your own free personalized hologenetic profile. That will take you to the Gene Keys website where you can download your free personalized hologenetic profile. This is the tool, the map that we're using to heal and open up our perception of an understanding of our attitudes, of our misunderstandings of reality, so we can heal what we call the shadows, right? And allow them to unfold from within. They carry a gift. And this is what we're here to be, to become this a specific manifestation of frequency through our actions and how do we move through life. And it's a profound work, but there's going to be 11 Gene Keys, 11 points of contemplation. And then on that page, episode 256, it explains everything about what is this hologenetic profile. Richard Rohr has a video. This is the author of the Gene Keys. There's links. There's another audio podcast. There's charts. There's an index of all the episodes on Jorn.TV. We have, you know, 814 episodes now. And all of the index is there of where's what. Materials recommended to from the Gene Keys website. You can understand. I recommend Art of Contemplation. This is the tool we're using to do this work of healing ourselves. And there's charts on that page and everything. If you want to learn more about Planet Homemaking, who we are, click on the About tab and listen to episode 1. Our goal here with all these brands, Pearl Planet, Planet Homemaking, the Pioneers of the Great Awakening, Jorn.TV, and who I am, Our basic goal here is to help lay out the blueprint for a real civilization. We do not have a real civilization. This civilization we live in is fake, everything. And what I'm talking about is the systems of this reality. You are real, your relationships are real, and your creations are real before they get absorbed by what is what we call here the hierarchical matrix system. This is a tyrannical system of misunderstanding of reality that runs this reality, that it's incredibly, it's useless. It's useless, and it keeps people in lower frequency doing stuff that are irrelevant for our evolution or for internal growth. And, you know, since we're the children of God, you know, people do find ways to find fulfillment. But it's still within the system, everything is rotten here. The economics, finances, corporations, the governments, the education and finances and medical institutions and the pharmaceutical industry. Every single thing in this reality is, all of the systems of this reality are useless. And they are they're based in a lower frequency organizational concepts that are based on competition and separation. When in fact there's only one of us here, there are no people in this reality. It's only one organism that it's a spiritual organism that it's so advanced that it appears to be separated. That's where we think we're people, but we're not. There's just one of us here. So advanced, and each one of us is a unique point of expression of what we call God, right? The universe expressing through one of us. As we realize this and evolve, you know, we're going to truly experience what we call here the kingdom of heaven on earth. And that's our job, and that's where we're going. And this is, it's happening by us realizing the power of our attention when we choose to move our attention from giving it to this, giving validity to this hierarchical matrix system, sustaining its rotten and rotten systems. Instead, we move our attention and create a new reality. And then organically, the older hierarchical matrix system is a house of cards. It depends on your attention. When you no longer believe in it, it falls apart as it is currently happening. We are in the middle of what they call, the ancients call, the apocalypse, the revelations, right? Where it's, everything is being revealed. And so people are beginning to learn that the reality that they live is fake. And so they're choosing a new reality, and this is what we're talking about here, helping lay out the blueprint for a real civilization. The blueprint is consciousness, is frequency, is not the things we do, but who we are while we're doing them. So all of that is there, but let's dive into what Richard Rohr is talking about here in this Jinky 55, which is kind of his center point of all of this Jinky's download that he's gotten. And as always, I'm gonna, you know, go through what he's saying and then give you my feedback on that, my own download. This is my contemplation of this work, and it's on podcast so that we can, you know, you can use these for your own contemplation. Ultimately, knowledge comes from your own experience. You have your own contemplation, and you're gonna get your own download, and that's what matters. It doesn't matter, these are words, philosophy, what he says, what I say. It works for me because I'm having my experience, but you have to have your own. So diet, right? As the human body's need for salt decreases, the digestive system will begin to mutate. This is all a solar plexus mutation. And it's not just the solar plexus. This is the part that's connected to physicality. So it is connected to the spirit and other, and, you know, other bodies that are not physical, but the way that it connects to physicality starts on the third seal, because that's where polarity begins. At the fourth seal or fourth chakra level, we don't have polarity. It's just violet, blue light and a frequency of unity, right? That's where love comes from. But when we're talking about physicality, it begins at the solar plexus, the opened third seal, right? The energy is actually flowing through that to the fourth seal, but it is a mutation. And we're talking about, when we're talking about seals and chakras, we're talking about the etheric bodies, but in the physical body, there's a counterpart. In the physical body, we got glands. And in the solar plexus, we got we got this gland that is going to secrete hormones, right? And in this case, is changing the way that the digestive system is working. As our digestive system mutates to accommodate a higher frequency passing through our DNA, and it's not just passing, it is upgrading. The higher frequency, as we were talking earlier, it's because we, the entire solar system, totally, the entirety of this area of the Milky Way is moving through a different area of the Milky Way that is higher frequency. So everything is being upgraded. And I'm talking about at a physical level, right? But everything is connected through layers of other non-physical realms, right? And that where all of our bodies exist, and these bodies you experience when you dream, when you're having out-of-body experiences, when you are able to master your attention to be held, and then you can actually travel at will through these realms. But in the physical reality, the DNA is being upgraded to equate, because everything is electromagnetism, right, at a physical level. So it is an equal to the frequency that everything is rising to. So the DNA has to rise to that frequency. And as we talked about it yesterday when we were talking about salt and the release of these toxins, physical manifested low frequency is chemicals, and it is certain configuration of molecules that are toxic to high frequency, right? They are relevant to low frequency because every type of matter is relevant to a type of frequency, or better said, the frequency, according to the frequency level, higher, lower frequency, there's going to be a matter that are relevant to that frequency. Low frequency equals dense matter. High frequency equals higher, more light matter. That is why when you're happy, you feel lighter, right? That's a kind of like a very empiric way to see it. So our digestive system mutates to accommodate a higher frequency passing through our DNA, and our diet will also change. The body will not only stop craving salty foods, but will actually reject them outright. You know, we're talking about hundreds of years here. This might not even happen in your lifetime. But if you suddenly feel like you don't want salty foods, listen to that. Or you don't want them every day, you know? Listen to that. Our big, big problem is that we are very fixated beings, right? When we put our attention on something, it's like the Rottweiler dog biting an arm, you know, the jaw locks in and it's going to just stay there. That's our attention. We believe something and now we're that thing. And, oh, I believe in the, you know, Atkins diet, and I believe in the, you know, what ketogenic diet, and I believe in, you know, being there's a bunch of them, right? Be flexible. I believe in the medical medium, and now, you know, 3 years later, you're sick as fuck. If it doesn't work for you, you can feel it. It's about learning how to listen to your body. Listen to what it's telling you. If something doesn't feel right, then it isn't right for you for that day. Maybe tomorrow is going to be different. But when you listen, everything changes because it makes sense to you. And so your body is telling you something, right? So if you stop craving salty foods, listen to that. Don't eat them. If one day you suddenly feel salty food, your body's telling you, I need salty food. When we stop becoming so fixated on I am this, but I am not that, we become more flexible and start flowing with change. Because that's what it is, and it is happening at a physical level too. So gradually humans will stop eating meat, and we will not be able to tolerate the high salt intake provided by modern processed food. And that's true, you know. I mean, at some point, if you don't feel like eating meat, don't do it, you know. But some people, and I've met many of them, people that have become really fixated, you know, oh, I'm not going to eat meat because, you know, I'm a vegan, you know, activist, and I don't want to hurt the animals and all that stuff. They go like that, they get sick after a while, and then they have to start eating meat again. You know, we are where we are. Yes, I do understand there's a lot of suffering that these animals go through, most of them, because of the nature of the system. You know, back in the day, the hunter of the, you know, the tribes, you know, there was even a respect for life, you know, that you would ask Mother Nature, can I take this deer? You know, give thanks for that. You kill the deer and they give a prayer. Thank you for that. There's, you know, in nature, if there's too much deer, then they're gonna eat all the plants, and then the other animals are not gonna get food, and then now we got an imbalance. So there's a reason why there's the wolf there. There's a reason why the wolf fight each other's packs and keep their numbers in check, right? Because they're killing the older and the weak all the time. There is a harmony in the universe, and yes, it's low frequency because it's aggression and it's murder and stuff like that, right? But you are where you are. If you feel like eating meat, eat meat. If you don't feel like eating meat, don't eat meat. It's that simple. Don't take it to the level of guilt and shame and all this bullshit that people, especially fucking vegans, they're trying to guilt everybody into, oh, you're a fucking killer, whatever. You are where you are. We've been carnivores for so long. You know, we are changing, and yes, it will come a time that we will not need to eat meat because our consciousness and our frequency and our biogenetic structure has evolved to the point that we don't need that low frequency energy, because it is low frequency, because it involves murder, right? But you have to be honest to where you are. If you crave a steak, eat that steak and have fun and have it with a glass of wine, you know? You know, where you are, when you respect yourself organically as you listen little by little. And like I said, this is going to take hundreds of years to go, but it might be in your lifetime. You suddenly start feeling like you don't want to have alcohol and you stop drinking, right? Unless you're an alcoholic and then you need the 12 step, but that's another story, right? So, and then definitely processed food. Now, processed food is a different deal because of the hierarchical matrix system. Literally, food is toxic right now. Processed foods are toxic in this reality. Some people's body can't handle it, but they're literally killing people. Full of preservatives, full of chemicals that don't need to be there. And I see it because I see food, you know, and I look at the labels, and I see something that tastes, you know, relatively the same as something else. And you're comparing these labels, and one has 3-4 ingredients, and the other one has, you know, 50. And you go, why the fuck are they putting too much shit in this stuff? You know, because all of this stuff lowers the frequency. Remember, we are feeding the world shadow by us not taking responsibility for our own personal shadows. So because we haven't dealt in consciousness with our inner shit, right? We are fuel for the world shit, world shadow, right? And how does it manifest? People get to embody this world shadow, become these compromised, you know, government agencies or people that work in these agencies that have been compromised, that have been manipulated. There's tons of interests all the way from money, all the way to secret cults and shit like that. There's all over the place. There's tons of stuff going on around there. But what it manifests in terms of the food industry, there is a lot of fucking shit out there in the processed foods. And you will get to the point that you will not be able to eat, you know, processed foods because it gives you a reaction. For example, when I eat processed foods, they give me heartburn. And it's mostly, you know, all these preservatives. When I don't eat processed food, I don't get heartburn. But for example, other people, you know, my mom is not starting to get sick just but listening or eating processed food, like, but it burns her throat and stuff like that. There are children that are born that can't eat processed foods because they get sick. Their bodies, their genetic structure, the digestive system, they are raising in frequency. And so that frequency cannot handle the low frequency of all this shit they put into the food now. So yeah, I mean, definitely stick to organic. You know, if it doesn't affect you, you know, that's fine, but it's still shit. You know, some people have evolved and mutated so that they can't they can handle all this crap, you know. And that's good if you still want to do Kentucky Fried Chicken, you know. I mean, be my guest. I can't anymore. It tastes like fucking rat. Who knows if it's rat, you know. I mean, that stuff is shit. But I used to love it when I was a kid, right? Make your own Kentucky Fried Chicken. Find the recipes on YouTube, you know. I'm not saying don't eat this or that. I'm saying listen. And from the most part, all processed foods right now in the world, from the big companies, they are shit. They are full with a lot of fucking shit. Chemicals and preservatives and probably the most kind of troubling and kind of freaky stuff is when they're doing all this genetic manipulation, putting it in the food. Why do we need that shit? Because there's a dark agenda, because it's the consequence of us not embracing our shadows. We're feeding to that world shadow that now wants to enslave the world, because it's as old as the mountains. Everybody wants to be enslaving the world. And how do you enslave the world? Make people weak. If people are weak, if their gut is tired, they don't have energy, they can't stand up and fight for freedom, whatever they need to do, right? And you see it here in the United States. Everybody's fucking fat. Fat as fuck, you know, and tired, right? And what do we eat? We eat shit. You know, not me, but I'm trying not to, you know. But yes, McDonald's, all of this stuff. Shit. It's shit. And it is processed food. So you listen to yourself, but in the way I'm seeing it right now, this is the pinnacle of the expression of that monster that shadow, world shadow has become, which is, you know, a distribution of toxicity and nasty agendas involving genetic manipulation in the fucking food. I mean, why do you want to eat transgenic foods? We don't even know what it does, right? They do. They know what it's doing, right? So if we stay away from that stuff, you still want to eat meat, you still want to drink wine or whatever, right? But be careful and listen to your body. There's a muscle testing thing that they do. I don't remember. It has a name. But you basically put, like, in one arm certain kind of food or whatever, and then you muscle the test. You test the muscle. If it weakens up, you can tell just by the energy fields and pay attention whether if something is going to be shit for your body or not. But yeah, all of that processed food is bad stuff. As our children inherit their mutation through their DNA, they will be born with a physiological allergy to salty food and or meat. This may or may not happen in one generation or several generations, but it's already happened in the past. A lot of these kids, now that they're born, a lot of them come with these allergies, right? And it is literally just because they have a different frequency configuration and their biogenetic structure. It's designed to have a different kind of diet. And so just pay attention and listen. And if something doesn't work, don't try to fucking force it. Don't force it on yourself. Don't force it on your kids. You know, nothing good comes out of forcing anything. All of these changes are the result of the mutation and will come in their own time. They're unfolding organically different for everybody. During the current transition period, human beings actually require even more salt than usual in order for the toxicity of the past to be collectively purified. And it could be true for you or it could not be true, but if you suddenly feel like eating nachos, that's fine. Just eat organic nachos. You know, with really great cheese and ground beef and beans and the whole thing, whatever you feel like eating, right? But it's true, these toxins are flowing out of the body through salt. So if you feel like you want to eat more salt, go ahead and eat more salt. Listen, it's just like when you're scrolling Instagram or watching YouTube videos, at some point you know it's enough. And you still scrolling, and then 2 hours later, you feel like a fucking blob. So if you listen to that moment that it says, okay, it's time to get up, stop it. That's the same with food. That's the same with everything. It's about finding this balance, this harmony, right? This equality, right? Or equalization, this organic flow. And everything done with this balance is perfectly fine, right? But you gotta listen and pay attention. And so the system is made of, it kind of, it's designed to help, to keep us, keep our attention kind of blurred. We're not used to listening to our intuition. We're listening to the outside world telling us who we are and how should we behave and what should we do. And all of that, it goes against our natural inner drive, our natural internal navigation system. And so in this way, it's the same. If you feel like eating more salt, go ahead. What it means is that your body's getting rid of those toxins. And ultimately, civilization, the humanity, is getting rid of those toxins. We're talking about physical toxins, but we're also talking about low-frequency consciousness embedded within the toxins and chemicals and all of this crap that's in the food, right? Because it has coagulated. You know, what happens, what are our bodies, right? Every 7 years, your body regenerates. It's a completely different set of cells, right? So our bodies are literally made out of the food that we eat, the air that we breathe, the water that we take, and everything is organized according to the frequency that we vibrate because of the choice of our attention. Wherever we put our attention, it's a certain spectrum of the frequency, consciousness spectrum, right? And so that geometrically, frequency-wise, is going to create a template for the body to adapt and reorganize all of that food, turn it and transform it into molecules, right? And it's going to be a different kind of body vibrating at a different kind of frequency. So listen to what's happening, because as we're changing, our bodies are being purified, and we are also part of the purification of frequency or raising of frequency at a collective level. And I don't necessarily, I always say, I don't necessarily like the word collective because it doesn't exist. The collective doesn't exist. It's really just one of us. But we're using that, you know, because language is pretty useless. But we're using that as a tool, you know, so we can kind of communicate this concept. So this is the hidden reason behind the current worldwide revolution in processed food. We're already talking about that. You know, people don't want to eat this shit anymore. Nature knows exactly what she's doing, and we should take heart from this. We're paying attention, you know, at a genetic level, at a frequency level, at a, you know, planetary, galactic level. Everything is changing frequency-wise, from consciousness manifested into light, manifested into sound, manifested into physical matter, raising its frequency. So everything is changing. And it's so funny when an acceleration in frequency, you know, that it raises its frequency at all levels happens, there's a counter effect that goes the other way, because remember, we're talking about physicality is polarized, right? So it needs to balance that equations, you know, to make it kind of like in simple words, you know, the more the light comes out, the more the darkness comes to match it, right? Why? Because it's that light is literally transforming that darkness, is changing it. And so all of this shit, as we're talking about here, this is the revelations. The truth is being revealed in all levels, frequency levels. So we got what? More fucking processed food and crap food and people that, and you know, literally food that is not food is poison. You know, a lot of these, you know, taquitos and you know, little things that you buy in the what's called the freezer section of the you know, big supermarkets, right? All of these, you know, boxes of shit, literally that's what they are. And I'm complicit in it. I've bought that stuff and I've eaten it. And then you see it says, well, this thing has a transgenic, you know, genetically modified ingredient. Why the fuck does he have that? Right? They don't even tell you what it is, right? It's crap. That's what it is. It's crap. And our bodies are incredibly resilient, so they can't handle a lot of that. But time is coming as we're listening. And as you're listening, what feels better? You know, sometimes you can even, you know, people have the ability to buy this crap food, and because of their love, their high frequency, they can transmute the frequency of bad food when they cook it. Because we are the children of God. We're glorious, epic beings. So I'm not saying, you know, our power is less than the power of food. Food is just the consequence of low frequency. But why even go there, you know? Might as well just keep it clean. Digestion is rooted in the mineral realm. Everything goes through minerals. In the way in which the body uses and dissolves trace elements from food and water. In the future, we will become highly efficient at drawing and combining the elements from food. And this has always been happening. This is, I don't know what he's talking about that, you know. The way the body uses and dissolves trace elements from food and water, right? This has always been good. This isn't anything new, you know. The body is always an excellent machine. You know, depending on your genetics, because of the specific choice of lifetime that you chose, you may have chosen a kind of like a challenge vessel, right, in order to give you a certain experience. So this does happen. But what I think what he's talking about is that we're going to be able to process more light. We're going to be able to process higher frequency at a physical level, right? And so the mechanical means for this will be through our moods. So he's really just talking about, you know, paying attention, listening with your intuition, what feels right. Our bodies will tell us exactly what we need to eat and when through the medium of our mood. This isn't in the future. This is now. Now we are becoming more and more aware. And the more you pay more attention, the more you be able to recognize the subtlety of the requests at a molecular, mineral, biological level. You're going to be able to listen to the functions and the movement of the processes in your body and what your body's telling you, because we're becoming respectful of our states of presence, right? He calls them moods, right? But moods are swingings of the emotions, and that's not what it is. What it is becoming present to the transformational process that happens at a physical level and at a consciousness level. Remember, we're moving through a world that is full of all these different kind of configurations of consciousness. When you enter into a room, you suddenly feel the vibe, right, in quotes, that is frequency, right? So the more aware we become about what's going on with our bodies, what's going on with our consciousness, what's going on with our environment, the more we are, and the more we respond organically within ourselves to this, to our experiences, the more honest we are with ourselves, the more healthy we're going to become, the more healthy we are becoming. So this isn't the future. This is now, right? So one of the most likely effects of the mutation is that we simply not feel hungry as often as we do. And that will happen also in the future. But it's also happening to people. People are already not feeling that much hungry. Why? Because the food is shit. No, not only that. But it is because you are beginning to get your food from, you're beginning to feed off high frequency. And that happens a lot when you're just really immersed in something that you're truly enjoying. You even forget to eat. Now, the body eventually will say, I'm hungry. But as we evolve, and it happens at a, you know, biogenetic level, right, in the body, it will be more evident, right? So the result is that we eat far less. Added to this, our bodies will begin to find other means of absorbing higher frequency food through air and sunlight. That's what I'm talking about. You can literally get vitamin D directly from the sun just by sitting on the light. Not too much, but for a little bit. The sun is, you know, I mean, there's a reason why trees grow out of the light of the sun. How much you know, good stuff comes out of the light of the sun and frequency. Eventually, far down the road, when the final pieces of this cosmic game are in place, the sixth city, and the sixth city is the goes from the shadow of conflict through the gift of diplomacy all the way through the city of peace, goes from conflict through the diplomacy through peace. So the sixth city of peace will flower within the collective, making our skin totally translucent, thereby allowing us to live purely on light. He's talking about when we eventually we're going to take all of this civilization and start having this global ascension. We talked about this a little bit on this 55th Jinki in the shadow, and a lot of it we talk about in Jinki 22. So if you're on Jorn.tv, you can just look for the Jinki 22 episodes. We have, you know, 20 or 30 of those episodes where we talk about ascension. And there's another actual city, the city of ascension, Jinki 54. We talk about it also on all of those episodes of Jinki 54. But it's basically the transformation of high frequency through lower frequency. The vibration, remember, oscillation of frequency becomes faster because time is collapsing. So the physical biogenetic structure is raising its frequency to match the frequency of God, right? The availability of all this consciousness, the body is capable of handling it. And what happens is that it gets absorbed back into the light. And so we become more translucent. I think it's going to take a few hundred years for that to happen. We might see it, like I said, because of frequency healing technology. A lot of us might be able to live for this, 300, 400, 500 years, because we are living organically and raising our frequency. So we might be able to actually experience it in this lifetime. If not, you'll die and come back in another body. And we're going to experience that. But our civilization at a physical level, that's where we're going eventually. So we've reached the end of the episode today. Tomorrow we're going to be looking at emotions and decisions, and you know how this genetic mutation is affecting, or it's going to affect our decisions and our emotions. And always we need to understand emotions are the consequences of focus. Emotions. And we need to understand that we have focus stuck in the past. This is what we call the shadows. So you say, well, I'm not thinking about that stuff. But your attention, there's hijacked attention. And that's what we're doing here with the work with the Jinki, is recognizing parts of our attention that are still stuck in the past or the unconscious, making it conscious so that we can make conscious decisions in the present, instead of having decisions on automatic, on autopilot. But we're going to be talking about that tomorrow. We're having the podcast now every day, Monday through Sunday. We have one of these days. I'm liking Sunday. We still haven't decided when, but we have a bunch of Pioneers of the Great Awakening events. These are our guests. They come here to tell us the story of their life, the story of how they went into the darkness, and they had to make a decision to change. And they found a treasure in that darkness. And they came out of that, and now they're giving that to the world in everything, or a part or an aspect of their life. They're doing something. They're sharing that love, because that is love. And they tell us the story. These are also on video, not just audio. And when you go to Jorn.tv, that's JORN.tv, at the bottom there's a link called Pioneers. Click on that one and you'll see all of our episodes of our guests. We're having one every week. And you can find that also on audio on our normal podcast and all our apps on Apple Podcasts, Google, Podbean, Spotify, Stitcher, Reason, a bunch of different podcast apps out there. But you can find all of the information on Jorn.tv. Also on Jorn.tv on the bottom menu, when you click on the support button, we have a Telegram chat room. If you want to contact us, anything you want to tell us about this, you want to share your story, you have questions about this, about your hologenetic profile, about your experiences, about, you know, you want some feedback, that's what that chat room is for. And just join our community there, and you can contact us there. We also have three news apps. We have an Telegram News, X, and Truth Social, where we post the most relevant stuff about what's happening as we make this transition. A lot of shit's going down, and we try to focus on the most objective, logical stuff, because there's a lot of gibberish out there that keeps people in low frequency and fear in the underground of the news. Definitely, the mainstream is, you know, it's basically an agenda. So the mainstream is crap, but we're kind of looking from the underground, which is also a lot of crap out there, trying to get you the most relevant stuff that has cohesive links. And you can actually follow the money. When you follow the receipts of where things are going on, that's how you'll find out what's really going on here. Out of physical reality, most of these news are physical, because the spiritual work is much more advanced than that, much more, it's personal. So it really has nothing to do with what happens in the world, what all these people tell you about, oh, we have to change, and, you know, at a global level, you know, this, all of this shit is happening, fuck that. It's about changing timelines. You change your attention. You change a timeline. You're not here to change anybody. The moment you start trying to do that, you start playing the game of power and you start attracting really nasty entities into your reality. It's about love. And love is to allow yourself, allow everybody to choose their timeline. We live in a multiverse. Everybody is going on a different path. You let them go. You do love them. That's why we talk about that stuff. That's why people write books. But we're not shoving it down their throat and saying, this is the way, motherfucker. You have to follow me. That is not the way it works. That's the way of the past. That is not high frequency. You express where you are, what you have going on, and that's your love, and that's it. And then you choose your timeline by your attention, and we're going into an organic timeline. A lot of people are going to a really nasty timelines. But if you've already told them, I already told them, we already have. It's already on the table. If they still want to choose that, that is their divine right of free will to do so. So on that support page, you will find also our coaching programs. If you need support with the work that you're doing, everything here, it's in the podcast for free in 800 episodes. And there's links to the Gene Keys. You can download the book, all of that stuff. But if you actually want one-on-one support, look at our coaching programs. We have a session with activation sequence. You can we can go through your activation and any part of your profile. And we have a coaching for people stuck in the dark night of the soul, for aligning every aspect of your life with your deepest spiritual purpose. And we even have a coaching for people who want to use, for coaches who want to use podcasting to reach their tribe, and how to be authentic and how to tap into that natural flow and connect specifically with the type of people that are at your frequency. All of that stuff is there. You can sign up to our mailing list there. All of that stuff is there at the bottom right corner. Click on that support button on Jorn.tv. That's JORN.tv. Thank you so much for listening. I'm your host, Epifanio, and this is Planet Homemaking Podcast, and I wish you a wonderful rest of your day or evening. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.